Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm the supervisor here over the fraud department. And how may I help you today?
Hey, I'm sure that she's already told you what's going on. I want you to cancel all this stuff. I mean, I had to, the bank called me, okay, about a fraud, and they canceled my card, and now I have to wait for a new card to come in between 5 to 7 days. So I don't even have a banking card right now because they pinged this as fraud. So I, whatever it is. They said they didn't let the charge go through of the $74.12, but I mean, I also need refunded the seven. The lady just told me $7.97 shipping. I didn't order nothing.
Okay.
My husband just passed away. I don't have that kind of money to spend every month.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Now I do need you to verify your name and your mailing address just to make sure the correct account was sent over, please.
Frida site, 1138 Armory Road, Parkton, North Carolina, 28371.
Okay. Thank you. Let's
I mean,
see.
I know I'm having terms with my daughter since my husband passed away. Her and I are having issues, and she's got all my information on everything because she was helping me, with my husband before he passed away. And I don't know if this is something to ju I don't know what's going on, but I just know now I got to go through all this crap with the bank. And I mean, they called me today and they canceled my card because of this. They said being a fraud that that now it's been pinged, so I gotta change my card. And it's a big inconvenience for me too, believe me.
Okay. Let's see. Right, so I did locate the account and let's see.
Just do something and cancel whatever it is. Just cancel it out for me. I mean, whatever it is, I'm sure there's a cancellation policy. Just do the cancellation. I'll just eat the $7.97 shipping, whatever, but. And they said they didn't let it go through, so you don't owe me no $74.12, so.
Okay, so yeah, looking at the account, what I'm seeing is it looks like there was a free offer for a Wi-Fi video bulb that was accepted. Go back. And so with that offer, what that was a free welcoming gift for enrolling in the Consumer Direct Savings Store, which does come with a monthly membership of the $74.12. With the membership, it gives you a gift voucher each month for $199 to use towards the Consumer Direct Savings Store online. But I am seeing that, let's see, it does show that the charge that they did attempt for the membership was declined. And
Right.
I am seeing that the previous representative.
That's okay. The bank said it that they claimed it as fraud because that and that's why it was declined. So.
Okay. But let's see. Do this. But yeah, I'm showing she's already canceled the account. But I mean, for us to refund the $7.97, you would have to call with a representative from your bank on the line because they would have to verify that nothing's been filed on that charge. Because looking at the account, I'm not saying that you did order the bulb. Because the previous representative was saying that you didn't order that. But all the information we have on file does appear to be a match,
Right.
including
That's absolutely. That's what she told me. Yeah, she told me that. She said everything seems to be a perfect match. And I said, well, you know what? It doesn't take much for somebody to know your address. Okay, you know your address. A lot of people know your address. You know what I'm trying to say? And your phone number. A lot of people know that. So that, I mean, that to verify that, anybody knows that.
Yes, ma'am. And that's what I was gonna say, as well as the IP address. So I do know, even if you file this as fraud in that process, your card company would contact us, and once they see all information, including that IP address, does match, I do know that it's very unlikely that would go in your favor. So if you if you'll give us a call with your card company on line, we can.
I'm not. Well, look, I already told you. Look, if I have to eat this, what, $7.97? That's fine. I don't care. I just want whatever this is. I just want it canceled because now I have to wait for a new card to come in the mail because they already pinged it as fraud. And she said, well, now that it's already been pinged, that I can't keep my same card. And I have a lot of stuff come out of my account, automatic pay. And now I got to go through all this, too. So, you know, it's been rough on me, too. So, I mean, it's going to be rough on me, too, not only just losing my husband. So, if it's canceled, it's canceled. That's the bottom line. That's all I want.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm sure the previous representative has already canceled the account for you. And I'll be glad to provide you with that confirmation number.
Well, that's okay because you can't ping the same card anyway because I have to be this done. I got to get a whole new one.
Okay. Okay, so you don't want your confirmation number showing the account was canceled?
All right, you can give it to me. I'll keep it. Go ahead.
Okay, is C as in Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
289?
Yes.
903?
Yes.
605.
605. And that's a confirmation number canceling. Okay, got it.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I mean, at least now the worry's off my head. I can see I'm worried about that.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, if there's nothing else I can help you with, you have a nice day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Let me ask you this. Why did it come up by the name Knowledgeable? The bank said it came up Knowledgeable. Is that what the name of your company is?
Okay. So that would be – okay, so if I'm guessing that's how it was referred to on your statement through the card company, but that would be what they call the merchant ID.
Oh, okay. They said it was called Knowledgeable, and I'm like, Knowledgeable. Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, I do appreciate everything. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Not a problem, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.